It took him no time at all to attune his senses to the vast and tangled life fields of the fecund, overrun world. The balance had indeed shifted profoundly toward the dark side since his last visit. He found the world's new ambience familiar, but not comfortable, and felt that he was recognized, but not welcome. The latter surprised him and occupied his mind, even as he defended himself against every able-bodied predator the world had to send against him. So it seemed, anyway. Without Shakti keeping their innate force sensitivity in check, the native Felucian species fought him every step of the way. The jungle was cloaked with deep shadows and the stank of rot. Bulbous plants exploded as he approached, spraying him with acidic mist. Gnarled muscular vines tangled in his ankles or around his throat, while poisonous leeches affixed themselves to his boots every time he stepped in a puddle. Pools of quicksand sucked at him with more than a passing semblance of life. Large flying rays with scissoring jagged jaws swooped through the canopy, snapping at his head. And horribly animate fungal growths smacked thick, meaty lips at him as he passed. He had yet to encounter any of the intelligent natives, but he assumed they would be no less hostile than every other life form on the planet. A recon party of stormtroopers stumbled across him while converging on the Rogue Shadow's landing site. One of them must have noted its descent by eye, since the cloak blocked all other electromagnetic sensors. He warned Juno and suggested she move the ship to another location. She acknowledged his suggestion, and he went back to eliminating the Imperials he had found. They clashed on the side of a lake of quicksand, into which the apprentice telekinetically pushed several of his assailants. They went down fast, thanks to their heavy armor. Their cries for help sounded loud over their companions' comlinks until their air supply finally ran out. The clamor of blasters and lightsaber drew the attention of more scavengers, and even prompted a rancor to roar a short distance away. He cocked his head, listening. Ignoring the last of the stormtroopers, who backed into the jungle frantically calling for reinforcements, the apprentice paid close attention to a feeling in his gut that something was brewing. A trap, possibly. The Felucians rode rancors. If the mighty beasts had noted the disturbance, the chances were that their masters had too. He didn't move. The feeling was confirmed when three enormous Felucian warriors leapt bodily out of the quicksand with loud alien cries. He was ready for them, but the dark side had made them stronger. Their rancor bone blades sent sparks of red light dancing over their ornate headdresses. He blocked their blows with difficulty before knocking the legs out from one of them, then spearing another through the chest. Two against one was a fairer fight. Soon, a rotting branch he brought down made it even. Sith lightning finished off the last, although he had to strain until the creature's headdress caught fire before it finally died. The smoke was foul. Another rancor roared, closer this time. Fearing a second ambush, the apprentice hurried off through the dense jungle, slashing and hacking at anything that came within range. When he reached the village, he found it deserted and run down. Its houses slumped over like melted wax. The river was choked with frothing poisons. The sarlacc, into which Shakti had fallen, was dead, and the bile leaking from its vast body sickened the land for hundreds of meters around. The apprentice stood over its putrid maw, trying not to breathe, and wondered where to go next.